Good morning. The National Outbreak Reporting System, or NORS, is a passive surveillance system designed to support the reporting of acute gastroenteritis, or AGE, outbreaks. An outbreak is defined as two or more cases of a similar illness associated with a common exposure. While surveillance for foodborne and waterborne outbreaks have been ongoing for decades, implementation of NORS in 2009 created the first national surveillance system for AGE outbreaks spread by person-to-person contact, environmental contamination, and unknown modes of transmission. Therefore, today, we report the frequency and characteristics of AGE outbreaks spread through these three modes of transmission. We extracted the outbreak reports from January 2009 to December 2013. A total of 7872 person-to-person outbreaks, 44 environmental contamination outbreaks, and 1560 unknown transmission mode outbreaks were reported in the U.S. This map shows the rate and number of AGE outbreaks spread by three modes of transmission. The numbers in the map indicate the actual number of outbreaks reported by each jurisdiction, and the colors represent the rate of outbreaks per million population. The number of reported outbreaks varied greatly across states. The median rate was 8.3 outbreaks per million population per year. The range was from 0.04 to 49, which is a 1,000-fold difference between the highest and lowest reporting states. The data from New York is still pending. This graph shows the number of AGE outbreaks by year. Outbreaks spread by person-to-person contact and environmental contamination are combined together and shown in yellow. In 2009, about 1,000 such outbreaks were reported, then increasing by twofold by the end of the five-year period. There were nearly 200 unknown modes of transmission outbreaks in 2009, which likewise doubled to over 400 in 2013. We also examined the number of reported health outcomes in AGE outbreaks. Person-to-person outbreaks contributed the highest number of illnesses and deaths. The total number of illnesses was almost 300,000 in a five-year period. The outbreaks of unknown modes of transmission were also found to have a substantial impact on morbidity. About 28,000 illnesses were identified. Environmental outbreaks reported the fewest overall illnesses, but there were still about 1,600 cases associated with this type of outbreak. Here, we see the etiology of AGE outbreaks. As shown in yellow, norovirus was the most common etiology. Salmonella was the second most common etiology in unknown modes of transmission outbreaks. This graph depicts the number of outbreaks by month. Clear seasonality was observed among person-to-person contact outbreaks and environmental outbreaks. 80% of them occurred during October through March. On the other hand, outbreaks spread through unknown transmission mode didn't show a clear seasonality. Looking at the major settings of outbreaks, 72% of outbreaks spread by person-to-person contact and environmental contamination occurred in a long-term care facility, or LTCF. More variation was observed for unknown transmission mode outbreaks. In conclusion, NORS provides the first national data on AGE outbreaks spread through these three modes of transmission and highlights the significant public health burden that these outbreaks represent. We found that the number of reported outbreaks increased by more than twofold during the five-year period, suggesting that reporting has improved substantially since the NORS was implemented. However, there remains tremendous variation in outbreaks reporting across states in 2013. Norovirus accounts for the majority of these outbreaks, especially among person-to-person outbreaks. Salmonella and Shigella were also found to be important etiologies for unknown transmission mode outbreaks. Long-term care facilities were the most common setting, particularly for person-to-person outbreaks. NORS data provides critical information on the epidemiology of outbreaks in the U.S. To further improve reporting, CDC launched a new feature in NORS called NORS Direct, which enables reporting sites to upload electronic outbreak data directly from their existing databases instead of entering it manually. To learn more about NORS, please contact the NORS admin team at CDC or please visit this website. Thank you.